I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1161. No way, not gonna happen. Vehement denials. We've all heard them, and we've all said them. When we're accused of something that someone thinks we've done or they think we're going to do, and we know there's no way in the world we're going to do it, it's not going to happen, we can kind of get worked up about it. Especially if the accusation goes against our nature and our values, our principles. I mean, who we are at the core of our person. Today, let's take to heart a no way, not going to happen from God. This podcast, T2G, is about God. It's about God's love for us that's consistent, it's unending, it's unconditional, you can count on it. And that same kind of love we're to give other people. We're to live our life as if Jesus were living that kind of love life through us. I want to be clear. I don't believe a Christian needs to be able to read and understand Koine Greek in order to have a strong, vibrant comprehension of God's written word. But sometimes the original language can help drive home a divine truth in a way that our translations don't. I think one example of that is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. In the ESV, it says this: "Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you." Great verse, huh? But in the Greek, it gets even better, especially the last part. Our translation says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." In the Greek, it says, "ou me se, ano ude, ou me se, eg kata lapo." Literally, it comes out, "never, not, you will I leave, nor never, not, you will I forsake." We need to understand that in the English language, double negatives cancel out, but in Greek, double negatives double down. It emphasizes it. And this is a quintuple negative. God is saying there's no bloody way I'm ever going to walk out on you no matter what. You can take it to the bank. You can put that in your pipe and smoke it. You can hang your hat on that peg. And whatever other cute colloquialism you might want to use. Here's the great question. How confident are you that God will never leave or forsake you? I don't think he could have said it any stronger. Let's pray. As we make this confession, Lord, remind me that you will never leave me or forsake me. Remind me that you can use me because you're with me. Remind me that no matter what I do, you will not forsake me. Remind me that I am never alone because you are with me. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1162. In the meantime, let's not just pull that phrase out of context. Listen to the whole verse again. Keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Now he's going to tell us why. For he has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." When we express our gratitude to God, it's easy to emphasize material prosperity and the qualities of life that are wonderful to have, but easy to lose. Good health is a great blessing, but it could be gone tomorrow. Into most loving families and friendships, death intrudes when we least expect it. Our tables may be loaded with food today, but tomorrow we could be out of work and wondering where our next meal is going to come from. How about taking a new approach to giving thanks? Instead of focusing on the traditional areas of food, family, and friends, today, thank God for what you cannot lose. Paul put it this way to the Romans, in Romans 8. After considering all the difficulties and calamities that can strip away the externals from our lives, that first part of Hebrews 13:5, Paul concludes that none of them shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God's love is unfailing, unceasing, unchanging, and unconquerable. God says, Never not you will I leave, nor never not you will I forsake. In other words, no way, not gonna happen. Thank you, Lord.